The Alchemy of Tattooing, Wisdoms of Ancestor Tattoo, where we explore and revive the ancient understandings and methods of tattooing for transformation, creation, and shifting into a higher vibration through processes so effective that it seems like magic. Or is it indeed the true definition of magic? The Alchemy of Tattooing. Hi everybody. Episode 1 of The Alchemy of Tattooing. This episode will be talking about the vibration and energy of lines, shapes and designs, the vibrational frequency of symbols and the lines and patterns we put on us as tattoos. This concept of shapes and designs having emitting an energy is real. It's a technology. It's something the ancients understood and used, and is something that has a profound effect on us, the human body, and anything that's in the energetic field of that pattern or design. Now, when we look at a design or a symbol, we get a visual response within us. It may trigger a feeling. It may be appealing. It may represent something we are already familiar with. It may trigger a memory or an understanding in association with that symbol or pattern. These are all things we are familiar with and we have all observed. Many years ago, I noticed something happening in regards to placing patterns and symbols and designs onto people through tattooing. In particular, when using patterns that had been used for centuries, if not thousands of years. But also modern designs, modern symbols, and patterns that we have created right now for someone. What I noticed happening with my clients sometimes was an energetic response or shift, sometimes emotional, a combination of emotions or a release of blocked energy or an opening up of a particular connection to something spiritual or their inner self, their higher self, or their ancestors. I remember the first times this was really becoming noticeable, and I had this download realization that a connection to the Modi or life force energy was taking place. I would have clients coming back to me or writing to me explaining something had changed since their tattoo. Some were saying healing had taken place. Some were saying an energetic shift had occurred, and where they had been blocked in life previously, they now were moving forward. Many examples of other things occurring as well. Now, I understand a lot of this also happens when we are using intention, and I'll talk about that later, but what I was seeing was what I believed to be initiated from the design itself. I understood that there was some sort of energy being emitted from the design, that the designs had certain causes and effects. I believed shapes and symbols emitted their own vibrational frequencies, and there was a noticeable energetic relation to the pattern. And I was like, wow, what if we understood this clearly? And we could use this. We could create designs and patterns purposefully to facilitate certain effects that, you know, that would be awesome. So I spent years trying to make sense of it and trying to find out, find a way of explaining it and understanding it. I wanted to work out a way of purposefully facilitating it. Now, from a young age, I was able to see vibrational, like a vibrational line around things. around people, around trees, leaves, stone, around a table or chair. You know, everything had this, like a vibrational halo or a vibrational line moving around it. Even if I drew a shape on a piece of paper, I could see a line of energy around it, and I knew this energy was created by the shape, and that the shape was emitting some kind of power or energy. This idea that shapes and designs emit a vibrational energy is in fact true. It's real, it's measurable, and it has an effect on us. This is something the ancients in all cultures knew about. This was a knowledge and a technology the ancients understood and purposefully used. It was the ancients who understood what symbolism was, you know, what it was doing, and what frequency certain symbols emitted. And these laid onto a person and into their skin added that frequency to them. So in a way, you were raising an individual's frequency. Symbols and patterns in resonance with things in nature contain the same vibrational frequency. Resonance will be something I talk about later as well. Resonance plays a very important role in all of this. Now, when homeopathic remedies are created, they go through a process of vibrating and diluting the physical natural remedy, such as a flower or a plant, down so far that only the vibrational frequency of the plant exists in the remedy. This vibrational frequency is used to work on and heal the subtle vibrational energies of the body. These studies were done where the vibrational energy field around a vial of homeopathic remedy was mapped. There's a photographic technique that captures the energy map around something, like the energy line around something. I can't remember the name of this type of photography right now, but it's a way you can take a photo and the energy field around something, like a leaf or whatever, becomes visible in that photo. Now, this created a specific pattern on a piece of paper. So this was they took the photo of the energy field around a vial of homeopathic remedy. And this created a specific pattern on a piece of paper, which is in resonance with the homeopathic remedy. The pattern, which is nothing but black ink on paper, was put through the same process as creating a homeopathic remedy, charging, a blank vial of water with the vibrational frequency of the symbol on the paper. When the vibrational frequency of the original homeopathic remedy and the symbol charged vial was measured, they both had the same frequency. Both charged vials achieved the same homeopathic effect the remedies are used for. So, you're achieving healing using only a pure vibrational geometric pattern. It shows you just how powerful it is for just a pure symbol to have healing bioinformational properties upon the body. It's working with the subtle energies of the body. So there is an energy and vibrational resonance that emits from lines and shapes, a measurable energy, and evidence that shape creates a vibrational frequency. One of the biggest breakthroughs for me in understanding how shapes and designs emitted an energy was when I went to the US and studied in a course of ancient Egyptian knowledge. These were teachings that had been handed down and were all about how shape and design and patterns emit an energy and a frequency, and how to create certain beneficial ones. Also how to test and tweak the shapes to enhance them and become more in resonance with a certain person or environment. Even though this course was Egyptian based, it was still knowledge that, you know, all ancient cultures understood. If a culture painted on walls or carved into stone or wood or skin or built structures to live in or learn in, they understood the use of the energy and resonance in shapes and designs. Different shapes create different energetic effects. Shape is really a pattern of energy movement frozen in space, like a pattern which nature gives us specific power. When you create a shape, a point of creation is created within that shape, a point of energetic origin, which is the one harmonic balancing energy. This point of origin has a healing effect measurable by the shape's resonance with the spiritual and physical world. So energy into shape creates function. So when you draw a shape, there's energy created in that shape, and that energy by determining the shape creates the function. So yeah, in other words, energy is programmed to perform a specific function or take on a certain power by the movement pattern it is given by nature. That movement pattern, frozen in space, is shape. So lines and shape create energy. Everything is energy. Energy is consciousness. Creating a shape is creating energy, which is creating a consciousness in the design. Consciousness is a product of the organization of energy. Consciousness is caused by organized energy. Consciousness itself is an energy field. If there is an energy field, then there is a consciousness. Just as in animism, which is the most ancient spiritual belief system on earth. Our ancestors of all cultures understood that everything has a consciousness, that there is no difference between the spiritual and physical world, and that the soul or spirit of or sentience exists not only in humans but also in other animals, plants, rocks, mountains and rivers, even words. So, you know, when we are creating a shape, we are creating a consciousness. When a shape is created, a centering point is created, and from the shape itself, an energy is created and emitted. Where there's energy, there's a quality that has an effect on us, a function. So motion equals manifestation. When you use the motion to create a line, you are manifesting a line of energy movement, which equals a shape. Shape is that line of energy movement. Like energy moves into that shape, into a shape. The shape determines the function. So we are programming the energy for its function according to the movement pattern that we put into it. We shouldn't think of shape or shapes as a static pattern, but more as an energy circuit. This is where energy is moving dynamically. So say using hieroglyphs as an example, you can detect the different vibrational bands coming off the shapes of the hieroglyphs. There's a French scientist and radiotheist, it's a hard word to say, but Louis Terrain, I think his name is, he developed a tool and technique to detect and identify the complete vibrational spectrum. In all, there are 12 separate bands of invisible energies that come from shape. The hieroglyphs in ancient Egypt were analysed using these tools, and they were able to detect the different vibrational bands coming off the shapes of the hieroglyphs. The hieroglyphs were emitting a vibrational frequency. But what's interesting is that in many places in Egypt, you'll find that someone or people had gone around later with a chisel, and they had cut the hieroglyphs. And so once the pattern is no longer continuous, and the continuous flow pattern had been cut and stopped, it's like getting an electrical circuit and cutting it. The energy won't flow through the circuit anymore. Through testing the hieroglyphs, the complete hieroglyphs emitted the full vibrational frequency. The ones that were cut were flat. No vibration, no energy wave coming from them. If we're talking about energy and frequency, and if everything is energy, this has to include all qualities of energy and not just quantities of energy. You know, science deals with quantities of energy. It measures energy in its quantity, using, you know, numbers to measure its quantity of energy. Like an engine's energy is calculated by the output derived from a physical source. What we're dealing with here is the quality of energy. Emotions have an energy. Happy, sad, angry. These are all qualities of energy. And they're measurable. And nature deals with the quality of energy. You know, colour, sound, shape, angles, taste, smell, touch. You know, we need to see the non-material aspects of energy as qualities of energy, like mind, intention, love and hate. The quality of energy felt between a mother and child, or healing energy. All these are qualities of energy. Now, the ancients understood this and worked with this. Shamans worked with this quality of energy. So when we tattoo a symbol or a design or a pattern onto someone, we are incorporating the vibrational frequency of that pattern into the person. We are adding the vibrational energy that symbol or design emits into that person. Everyone has their own vibrational frequency, and when you add a symbol or design that is on its own vibrating a beneficial energy, we are now raising that person's vibrational frequency, or at least aiding it to come back into balance if that person is not in balance or stuck in a low vibrational frequency. We're able to raise or bring back into balance the vibrational frequency of that person. The human being is an open energy system in a continuous dynamic interaction with, that is influenced and influences the surrounding environment. The environment must be regarded as an integral part of the biological system. So our skin is the physical border between our inner environment and the outer environment. It is actually a communication system with its meridians and chakras and acupuncture points. Our skin with these like windows and doors must be seen as a very important communication layer, where the exchange of information between the inside and the outside takes place. In many cultures, the skin is regarded as the keeper of information on every aspect of our lives. This understanding is the concept that our skin speaks to the universe, you know, yielding it all our inner secrets. And also, on the other hand, the concept that our skin draws the entire information of the universe into our hearts. Kiri utua. The skin is the air of the body. When a certain line or shape is placed within the body's energy field or within the skin itself, there is a vibrational frequency an energy signal now being received. An environmental signal. This now becomes part of the individual's vibrational frequency. There are ways to measure this energy in a design, and there are ways to test and ensure the design is in resonance with the person receiving it. We can see through these techniques if the design needs to be tweaked or changed in any way to bring more into alignment, to bring that design more into alignment with that person. I've been shown these techniques, and they're really interesting. They're a really interesting tool to guide you through the design creation. This energy and vibrational frequency I myself have witnessed, and you probably have as well in different aspects, whether through a tattoo or holding a sacred treasure or carving. Or when you're looking at an ancient symbol, or being in a place of ancient importance, you can feel the energy, like an unmistakable power. You know, sometimes it's subtle, sometimes it's overwhelming, but it's there. You know, you can feel it. I'll just give an example. Like when I've been present. When a person is receiving a mataora, or the Maori full face tattoo, or a mukukawai, the woman's chin tattoo, you witness a huge shift in their energy. The person at the end of the session is not the same energetically as when they walked in. You witness them standing there afterwards, and it's unmistakable that their vibrational frequency has risen. They're now vibrating at a higher frequency with the energy of the patterns and the connection to their ancestors and the ceremony involved. This has all played important parts in raising the frequency of that individual. And it's unmistakable that the patterns and the resonance to the past and the ancestors who wore them have been brought together. And this is with all cultures. If you're tattooing the designs and patterns of your culture on you, then you are receiving the energy and vibration that was programmed into them long ago. You know, the same when you hold a sacred carving or tool or treasure. You feel the energy coming from that item, the patterns and symbols carved into the piece are emitting these powerful frequencies, and they're noticeable, they're measurable, and they're meaningful, and they have purpose. What's awesome is that once we understand what's going on here and how we can create certain designs and patterns to be tattooed, we can ensure that they are in alignment with that person, that the design is facilitating its purpose for that person. You know, we can ensure it is in vibrational resonance with the wearer of the tattoo. We can incorporate whatever shapes and patterns that emit the certain frequencies that that person requires or desires for healing, balance, strength, whatever the purpose is. Understanding this and the techniques open up the way of the ancestors and the way of our future. Tattooing is and can be so much more than just getting an image or a pattern on your skin. Your tattoo is not a static mark without function. It is a vibrating energy emanating its purpose into your own body's energy field, and it can be programmed and purposed for whatever is needed or required. Shapes have shown positive effects on the body's energy field. Biogeometrical shapes produce a balancing effect on biological systems. The impact of a geometrical shape on the human energy system was always universally recognized in our ancient cultures. This awareness gradually disappeared, and our modern approach is to consider the ancient forms either just as symbolic art without function, or attribute them to magical practices. Well, it is magic. The tohunga, the shaman, the druid, they all understood this. And it's time to bring this back. It's time to honor the knowledge of our ancestors. We have not been listening for so long now. Let's listen again. Let us reconnect. Sacred symbols are shapes that not only have symbolic power, but also emanate energies that facilitate a connection to spiritual life. All this information and knowledge I'll be sharing in upcoming courses I'm putting together. I'll be going deeper into discussion on all the elements I've just been talking about and all the branches off this work. I'll be sharing techniques, tools and guidance on approaching and creating designs that have the desired energy programmed into them and ensuring they are emitting what we want from them. So these courses will be coming up if you're interested in learning more and being among others who share the same interests in all of this. I'll be putting these out when they're ready to go. I've spent years and years working on this stuff and putting it together, and it's just about ready to be put out there. So what we just talked about today with the energy of shape and patterns, that's just the beginning. I'm just touching on it there. We'll be going deeper into other aspects of all of that and other things in upcoming podcasts. So keep listening, keep tuning in, and thank you.